Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Two Massachusetts lawmakers are fighting to keep net neutrality. This comes after the FCC repealed that rule last week. Online service providers will no longer have to treat all websites equally when it comes to things like speed and access to content. State Senator Barbara LaTallienne and Representative Andy Vargas co-sponsored a new bill to preserve net neutrality at the state level. Representative Vargas joins us now via Skype to talk about it. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
So this is your first bill. Why did you move on this so quickly?
Well, look, I think it's a vital issue that is important to not only my generation of millennials, but small businesses and consumers alike, not only in Haverhill, but across the Commonwealth. And so I thought it was important for us to jump on this issue right away. And it's also one of those unique opportunities where we can have bipartisan support.
You said this bill is intended to protect consumers and preserve an open Internet. How so?
Sure. So there's really three buckets involved in this, right? I mean, there's speed, there's pricing, and there's content. And what net neutrality does is ensure that everyone has fair access to those three. Without net neutrality, providers can basically treat the Internet similar to how our TV is treated, where we have to buy certain packages, right? You can buy the package that includes ESPN or Lifetime or HGTV, whereas if you have internet now, you have the whole internet. And so without net neutrality, we can expect a widening of the digital divide, as well as unfair access to certain content.
So if I understand correctly, companies would have to treat, essentially abide by the old rules of net neutrality if they want to operate in Massachusetts. Is that what you're proposing?
That's correct. We're hoping to ensure that net neutrality is preserved here in the Commonwealth.
How does this jive on a legal level with the federal powers, the FCC's repeal here? In other words, does Massachusetts have the power to reinstate these rules?
Sure. So that's the conversation we're going to be having in the coming months, and we obviously support the Attorney General's lawsuit. But what states do have is a pretty broad power to protect their consumers when they think that corporations are being misleading or unfair. And so under a consumer protection issue, we think that we are on good legal ground here.
I want to talk about enforcement here and how you can enforce these rules on Internet providers who are national companies and at times have monopolies in certain parts of the state.
So this is a great question, and it's one that we're going to be answering in the coming months. We support the Attorney General in her lawsuit. But what we do know is that states have pretty broad authority on consumer protection, and we have the responsibility to protect consumers in the Commonwealth when we think corporations are being misleading and unfair, and this might be one of those instances.
The FCC has said it intends to block any efforts from states or cities to put net neutrality back in place. How far are you willing to take this fight?
Well, we're going to take it as far as we can. This is an issue, again, that affects all of us. The Internet has become a vital component of all of our lives, whether you're a small business owner trying to compete in the new economy or a student that is using the Internet to educate yourself. So we'll take this as far as we can and look forward to the discussion in the coming months.
Andy Vargas is a representative from Haverhill. He co-sponsored a bill to preserve net neutrality regulations here in Massachusetts. Representative Andy Vargas, thank you for joining us.
Great to be with you.